Nolte, New York Times accidentally confirms Breitbart's voter fraud reporting. By John Nolte on October 26, 2020. The far-left New York Times accidentally confirmed all of the voter fraud reporting we've done here at Breitbart News. So, let me extend my congratulations to all our hard-working reporters and editors. New York Times headline. Conservative news sites fuel voter fraud misinformation. Subhead. Breitbart, The Washington Examiner, and others amplify false claims of rampant cheating in what a new Harvard study calls a propaganda feedback loop. Complaint. So far in October, Breitbart has published nearly 30 articles with the tag voter fraud. President Donald Trump has posted links to several Breitbart articles on Twitter, including one in August in which a Republican-appointed poll challenger estimated that up to 20,000 absentee primary ballots had been improperly counted in Detroit, a city known for voting heavily Democrat, the article said. The Detroit News later reported that election officials in Michigan said the problems weren't examples of fraud and don't call into question the integrity of the results. Facts to back up complaint. Crickets, chirp, chirp, chirp. The Times article is 1,300 or so words long and not a single word, not one, is utilized to point out a single fact in a single one of our voter fraud reports that we got wrong. The Times went through 30 articles we published on voter fraud, 30, and could not come up with a single misreported fact, a single example of fake news, or anything we reported that was misleading or deceptive. You'll note that the one article they cherry-pick, they don't even dispute the facts. No one claims our reporting was wrong, only that the problems, oh, so there were problems, we reported on weren't examples of fraud and don't call into question the integrity of the results, which is what I call gobbledygook. So to me, the headline here is this, extra. New York Times confirms Breitbart News reports about voter fraud. Get this. The far-left activists and serial liars at the Times spent heaven knows how many corporate dollars to find tooth comas and came up with BUP in one claw and KIS in the other. Not a single one of those 1,300 or so words backs up the headline or the subhead or the angle of the piece. Which means the attack on us is pure smoke, pure propaganda, pure fake news. Do you have any idea how many times I've gotten excited about a potential angle on a piece, was all juiced up over it, and in the course of writing, found that the facts did not back up my grand idea? This happens to me all the time. But because I'm not a godless liar desperate to manipulate and deceive the public, do you want to know what I do? I kill the piece. I don't publish it. I move on. My integrity means something to me. The integrity of Breitbart News means something to me. That doesn't mean I don't make mistakes. But I have never sought to deliberately deceive anyone. But the Times has no integrity. These serial lying Russia collusion race hustler hoaxsters don't care about the truth. And how revealing this flaccid and dishonest attack on us is. The Times is not angry at Breitbart News because we are deceiving the public. The Times is angry at Breitbart News because we are telling the public the truth. We are reporting the truth. We are reporting news the Times does not want reported. Think about that. Now I want you to think about this. Go back and reread the Times excerpt about Breitbart News and our 30 vote fraud stories. Pay special attention to this. Up to 20,000 absentee primary ballots had been improperly counted in Detroit, a city known for voting heavily Democrat, the article said. You see what the Times did there? The Times is trying to make it look as though accurately reporting Detroit as a city known for voting heavily Democrat is somehow odd or out of line, as opposed to crucial context and 100% accurate. Why would anyone read the New York Times anymore, unless of course you enjoy being lied to? The Times claims we amplify false claims without pointing to a single false claim. The Times claims the weight of the headlines create a false impression. No. The weight comes from accurate reporting of the truth. The weight comes from the truth, comes from factual reporting. So if the impression being made comes from facts, what does that tell you about the issue of voter fraud? Oh, and looky, looky here. Less than 24 hours after attacking Breitbart for daring to report on voter fraud, the Times published its own investigation of voter fraud in New York. Ms. Krueger, a Democrat, narrowly lost a 2000 state Senate race to Roy Goodman, the incumbent and a Republican Party leader with sway over the elections board. Months later, according to three people familiar with the incident, workers found hundreds of ballots in a Board of Elections air conditioning duct. The ballots were from a part of the district that had favored Ms. Kruger. How unscrupulous and irresponsible for the Times to spread this disinformation. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.